Right, good night. Thank you very much.
For our final exhibit, let's go upstairs to the upper gallery. At the moment, there's a temporary exhibition showing photos and drawings of the museum as it was built 150 years ago. There's also a wonderful permanent display on the geology of Oxfordshire. And we also keep the insects up here, including live displays of cockroaches, stick insects and millipedes. But what I want to show you is something even smaller.
Hello? Down here? Yes, I know I'm small. Just bend down and take a closer look. I'm a model of planet Earth, only a few millimetres across, and I sit here in the upper gallery with my even tinier companion, the Moon. If you look across to the gallery opposite, you'll see a gold ball about the size of a football. Yes, it's the Sun, and we've been made on a scale of 1 to 4,000 million to represent the real distance between the Sun and the Earth. Apart from Venus and Mercury, which are closer to the Sun, on this scale the rest of the planets in the solar system would be scattered across Oxford, with Pluto more than a kilometre away. And as for our nearest star, Alpha Centauri, it would be three times as far away as the real Moon is from the real Earth. I'm here to make you stop and think just how tiny the Earth is in the vastness of the universe. Museums like this one collect and preserve all the living and non-living forms in the natural world so that we can understand our world better and take good care of it.
Isn't that a good message to end on? We've only visited five exhibits out of many thousands in the museum, so I do hope you'll come back and see the rest someday soon. So from the Dodo, thank you for visiting us. Bye.